don't get it, and maybe you're right, we're not asking that particular additional question.
Yes, please. You want to ask questions? No, okay, sorry. It may be. Okay. So now I would like to ask Secretariat to comment or give us additional information.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll try and be quick as I'm separating you from dinner, but also people who want to watch the football game. I think there's one at 6 o'clock as well. Don't know who's playing, but maybe I should. It's not Italy, so we're safe. Joking aside, I think what we've had today is very interesting discussions. And from what I've heard, I think there are three major topic areas for the railways in particular. But I'm very happy for people to disagree with me once I've gone through my three main areas. The first one is training. And in terms of and staff training, in terms of staff training, I actually want to give a bit of an anecdote, if I may. I was flying back from Italy over the weekend with my 11-year-old daughter, who happens to be blonde and not like me. I was standing in line to board the plane at the counter, and I noticed that all the people in front of me, they were not asking them for documents. So I went and I put away my passport and the passport of my daughter. I got to the boarding point, it was my turn, and the person actually stopped me and said to me, no, I want to see your documents for me and my daughter. And I was a bit upset. And then I thought about our meeting today. And I thought, hold on a second, let's have a look, see what happens to the people behind me. And sure enough, the people behind me, they let them go until there were children in line and they asked them for their documents. So even airport staff, maybe this was a special case, but it was enough for me to notice it. There is a degree of training for airline staff, for airport staff, which maybe we need also at the next level in the railways to be able to show, so that they know what to look for. Now, I won't say what my chair said I look like during the lunch break, because that would not be appropriate. But, you know, there were clearly signs of a single middle-aged man with a young girl with different colored hair, which maybe warranted a sign to look at the documents. But there is some training there. There is clearly something that's been set up. Now, maybe, as I said, it was a special case, but it shows that this is the sort of thing we need to consider also for the railways. Again, there is no boarding point, so there's no single point where this could happen on the railways in most cases. But there is an opportunity there, which we can maybe work further on together and come to some sort of guidelines or some sort of recommendations on the sort of things that railway companies, and by that I mean obviously the undertakings, but also the infrastructure manager, can learn, can have an eye out for to help the law enforcement bodies that are there. And this is something that I said we can look into. So that was the first thing. The second thing I thought was very important that came out, and it was again in many of the presentations, was the awareness raising aspects, both for the traveling public and also for, again, the staff and the railway managers. I think the awareness raising is, yes, for the people being trafficked, but it's also for the general population. That doesn't mean that everyone has to spy on everybody, that's not what I'm saying. But you know, you can have an eye open to see what's going on around you and whether you feel comfortable about what's going on around you. So, you know, awareness raising is also something that we can consider providing some sort of information on. And the third one, I've forgotten, so do you want to add, Marie-Hélène, what the third one? No, in addition to that, I think, you know, the cooperation was the third point I wanted to raise. The international cooperation, which is why we're here, is very important, and it was covered in many of the presentations as well. We don't, as we heard in the most recent one, this thing doesn't stop at borders. So it really does need international cooperation. And again, in this specific case for the railways, we cannot influence the various police authorities or the enforcement bodies, let's say, in this cooperation, but we can facilitate the various